Hello.
Senator Eastman, 991.
We got a cotton wheat bill, and it's going to get beat unless we do something about it. You got any ideas?
No, I don't have any ideas. It's about I don't know how many Democratic votes.
We got about 170 now.
I'll do anything I can.
John McCormick, he doesn't want to schedule it unless we can get 200.
I can tell you what to do now. I think this, what you call me, Mississippi Congress. You ask Hubert to talk to me about this Mississippi Congress.
Yeah.
The least thing you could do is give him the patronage back.
Yeah, I agree to that.
Dennis and me wrote you.
Yeah, I got that. I know that.
You got a clique down there that don't want to do it. There ought to be an end to the fight sometime.
Yeah, I agree to that.
Now, I'm going to tell you about my state. In areas with a big Negro population, where they give commodities away, the merchants want it. Now, we have congressional districts like Abernathy, a small white farmer. And every little town has got a several garment plants. They work there. Why, hell, they don't want any government aid at all. They got no neighbors there. And there's no way to get a fellow like me. Now, I know Took Gathens, I'd tell him, called in the commercial field to get him. I don't know how to handle that.
Well, now, two things. Here's one.
I can't guarantee you my entire delegation.
Oh, I know that. Here, let me tell you my problem. We got a lot of good people from cotton districts, even in my state, because the Farm Bureau, they're not for the cotton wheat bill.
That's right. They're against you.
And, no, they're boys.
The Farm Bureau's against
you. Oh, yeah, but I mean the boys are for me.
That's right.
Now, hadn't the Cotton Council, isn't it for the bill?
Yes.
And Will Clayton for the bill?
I can't tell you about it.
Well, I mean, what would Anderson Clayton's interest be?
Well, they've got so much Mexican production that, they can make a dollar off an American farmer. Mexicans don't have as much intelligence. They'd make $10 down there. I don't know.
You don't think they'd necessarily be for the bill, then?
I don't know.
Well, hell, I thought you had some friends to work for him now.
Well, he's in a coma. He's a vegetable. I know nobody now. I used to. Lamar Fleming is in a coma. He doesn't know his living. Been that way for 2 years. But pressure from you will beat this Farm Bureau. And I'm going to show you how to get a number of Southerners for the bill, but go to underwriting all of them from my state, other states, I can't do that.
Oh, nobody wants you to underwrite, I just want you to
pass. Well, I know how to get some of them. I don't mind doing it. But these,
well, tell me how to do it.
Boys got to realize that, that a man votes for what's going to keep him in office, doesn't he?
I know that.
And if it hurts him, he's not going to vote.
I know that.
And you got to realize
that. I know that. Well, now, can't we get some help from, can't you get us some help on food stamps from Mississippi?
Well,
just
sure.
So we won't hear it.
That's what I was talking about. My merchants are for it. Well, in the Negro areas, you see, they haul commodities in there and give them out. Now, you take the niggers on my property. They got plenty of money, but every damn one of them line up and get commodities. The merchants in that area want food stamps because they get a cut out of it. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, in Abernathy's area, you don't have that, and the merchants will oppose it. So it puts him on the spot. Now, I'm going to try to work on him. If you would call, I suggested that you call a man, an editor down there, and ask him to give you some help on food stamps. And he can deliver Abernathy. He's a liberal. And he's a classmate of mine. He's never supported me. But,
did you give me a name? Walter Jenkins, give
George
me a name.
McClain.
George McClain, where?
Tupelo.
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Listen, I don't want my name used. I don't want to make an enemy of that man.
Yeah, I know that.
publisher of the Tupelo Journal. Well, hell, he can handle
it. Here's my problem now. I'll just give it to you cold. I got Gillis Long and T.A. Thompson. They against it from Louisiana. But that doesn't bother me. I can lose two or three around. Burnett and Charlie Burnett and Sid Herlong from Florida, they against it. The Atlanta boys against it, Charles Welder.
Call to the papers, cock papers down there, set them.
Dario, G, and Mimi, Grabowski, Monahan, San Antonio. I'm losing all of Connecticut. Now,
well, we'll be.
What I was hoping I could do is say, well, I'm going to get four or five. I'm going to get 15 Texas for you on the food stand. I'm going to get four or five from Mississippi for you.
You don't have but five. You got me. I'm for it. But then I'll get what congressman I can, but I can't guarantee you.
See, we'll talk to whoever you can.
You know, John Bell Williams hates me because I supported you.
I know it, but he and Abernathy, all of them, I've been getting along pretty well with them.
Well,
I mean,
if you return that patronage, I can go to them and talk to them.
Well, I can't do that now, but just give me a little time. Just give me a little time, my friend.
See, we wrote you the week
ago. I know that, but I've got more problems than you ever had.
Well, I know that.
And I agree with you.
But if I could go to them and tell them they had it.
Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can go to them and tell them I want them to. But you just can't do that right now. We just got to get them to go and...